Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Gracie Allen Show.
George and Gracie. George Burns and Gracie Allen on the show and his orchestra for singing glee with a smooth history. Last but not least, and with Bud Heaston.
Time for Burns and Allen at your house. And here they are, your two favorite stars, George and Gracie.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Say, George, I saw Artie Shaw's picture Second Chorus at the Paramount last night. He was great.
Really?
Fred Astaire was swell.
Right.
And Paulette Goddard was grand. And can that Bud Heaston make love?
Wait a minute. Bud Heaston wasn't in the picture.
Well, he was sitting next to me, if you know what I mean.
So you were at the Paramount last night, too, huh, Bud?
Yes.
How did you like it?
Oh, swell. Next week, I'm going back to see the picture.
Gracie, how was Artie Shaw as an actor?
Well, he had plenty of trouble with his lines. Every time he opened his mouth, he stuck his clarinet in it.
Some lover, that Shaw. I'll bet every time he threw a kiss, Paulette got it.
Well, oh, well, no.
Got it.
Well,
good stuff.
George, I was only fooling.
Well,
Artie was
got
great.
It. That was a beauty.
Yeah. Oh, dear. There was Artie with his arms around Paulette Goddard, and Paulette was looking into his eyes, and Artie looked into Paulette's eyes, and then Fred Astaire kissed her, and
Gracie,
then that...
Gracie, how did Fred Astaire get into this?
Well, he's very fast on his feet, if you know what I mean.
Well, I'm not bad either.
No?
You know, in vaudeville, I used to be Goldie of Goldie, Fields, and Glide.
No.
So do I.
Really?
And you could tell by that Goddard line that I did the comedy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll show you something right now. You know how Fred Astaire jumps up in the air and clicks his heels three times?
How many times?
Three times.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, I can jump up in the air and click my heels four times. Okay. Watch. Well, how do you like it, Gracie?
It was swell. You can come down now.
Well, anyway, Artie, we've done a lot of kidding, but I hear that you're really great in the picture.
Well, thanks a lot, George.
I understand you play a romantic kid.
Nah, George, those love scenes aren't all that cracked up to be. For example, that scene at the breakfast table where I'm reading a newspaper and Paulette Goddard comes in and kisses me. Every time we did the scene, something went wrong. You know, she kissed me 52 times. Boy, that was awful.
Awful? What was awful about that?
I never got a chance to read Little Abner.
Kissed him 52 times. Should happen to me.
You know, Artie, George and I danced in a picture with Fred Astaire. That's what gave Fred Astaire a start.
It's kind of a hard line to get out. Cheers.
Yeah.
Start Fred Astaire.
Yeah.
Oh, you're
really kidding.
That's your line, Artie.
No, really. When he saw George dance, he gave him an awful start.
Well, we got two laughs before that,
yeah.
So this doesn't
count.
Well, let's continue from there. Where are we?
Yo también. Yo también vi esa película, esa señorita Paulette Goddard.
Well, there goes señorita.
Muy buena. final.
You said something funny, huh? Mm. Well, there goes the guitar player interrupting again.
Hey, Senor Shaw. Hey, Artie. Hey, boss. Hey, lover.
What is it, Senor Lee?
You in the picture with Fred Astaire? That's a strange coincidence.
Senor Lee, you said that wrong.
Ah, pardon me. Senor Shaw, you being in the same picture with Fred Astaire is a strange coincidence.
Well, that sort of finishes up Artie Shaw's new picture, Second Chorus. And Artie, you noticed I mentioned it three times. Is that enough?
Yeah, and someday I'll write a little song about Spam.
Well, thanks, kid. Gee, that'll be swell, Artie. Spam's bound to become number one on the Eat Parade.
On the Eat Parade. Well, now let's start our play. Gracie, give out the scripts. Okay, Bud, take it.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you remember, last week we did a play, and we left off with George, Artie, and myself in jail, about to be hanged, and Gracie on the way to the governor to try and save our lives. Lights, curtain, music.
Gracie, where are the scripts?
The scripts?
Yeah, the scripts for the play.
Oh, the radio scripts.
Yeah, the radio scripts. I gave them to you this morning. Where are they?
Well, I want to talk about my brother.
Who's interested in your brother?
The woman across the street.
Well, who cares?
Her husband.
Gracie, we were having lunch at the Brown Derby, and I gave you a package. Where are the scripts?
Oh, the scripts. Oh, let me see now. No, don't tell me. I left the Brown Derby, and I went into that drugstore, and I put a nickel in the phonograph and played Beat Me Daddy 6 to the bar.
Six to the bar?
Yeah, it was a cut-rate drugstore. And then I changed a dime and weighed myself, and I had 9 pennies left, so I weighed myself 9 more times.
And Gracie, the audience is waiting.
Yeah,
where
then,
were the
please,
scripts?
Please. Then I left for the May department store, and I crossed the park, and there was a man surrounded by a lot of pigeons feeding them peanuts. And he said, Miss, how would you like to try this? And I did. I ate about 2 bags of peanuts. And
Artie, will you play a number while Gracie tries to figure out where she left the scripts?
And then the pigeons flew away, and I said goodbye to Mr. Reuter.
To Mr. Reuter.
Thank you.
did I leave the script?
Yeah, the scripts.
Oh, I was on my way to the May Company, and I stopped to buy a ticket for the Rose Bowl game. The man said, would you like to sit on the 50-yard line? And I said, no, the chalk would ruin my dress. And then...
We've got to do a show.
Oh, please. And then the man said the tickets for the Rose Bowl were $1 apiece. And
a dollar apiece?
Oh, of course, it was a very small piece. Now, if I can get $200 more, I can buy the rest of the tickets. And
look,
then...
Chrissy, try to remember what you did with the package. The scripts are in it. We're supposed to do a play.
Señor Shaw, ¿por qué todas las noches tenemos que tocar Ferenczi? Ya estoy cansado de tocar.
Oh, yeah? Tú vas a hacer lo que yo digo. Yo soy el Jeep aquí.
What's going on here? Marty, what's your guitar player saying?
What's he saying? I'm having enough trouble trying to figure out what I'm saying.
What's the argument about, Senor Lee?
I do not like the number for NSC we just played. Every night we play it at the Pandemonium Ballroom.
Pandemonium?
Si.
It's Palladium. Oh. Pandemonium is a lot of noise and confusion.
He swing and sway with Sammy Kay?
Marty, why do you take it from that musician?
He's got a diploma from Casa Loma.
Say, that's cute.
Hey, George.
What?
Try Spam and Chili with Rudy Villy.
You guys keep it up. Just keep it up and you'll be hitting the road with Papa Joad.
Oh, see now. So I finally got to the May Company.
Oh, you finally got to the May Company.
Yeah, and I went to the men's department and I said, I'd like to get a shirt for George. And the man said, 34 sleeves. And I said, no, two will be enough.
Gracie, when you got through shopping all day, what did you do with the packages?
Oh, those were all Christmas presents. I took them all down to the post office and mailed them.
To the post office?
Yes.
Well, you must have mailed the scripts with the rest of the packages.
Oh, well, let's go down and look for them.
Well, certainly.
Well, they'll be easy to find. On account of all my packages are addressed direct to the exchange department of the May Company.
You addressed all your gifts to the exchange department?
Well, yeah, that'll save my friends a lot of trouble after Christmas.
Well, come on, everybody. You better come with me to the post office and help me find the scripts.
I'll help. Mr. Burns, I refuse to help.
Who are you?
Just a rugged individualist.
Everything happens to me. Well, come on, everybody. Let's go.
Well, George, I got it.
The scripts?
No. Let's tear a herring with old Fred Waring.
Oh, come on. Hey, 4 years in Harvard, open the door. Hey, sound man, I'm talking to you. Why don't you pay attention to your work?
Mr. Burns, that is what I've been doing all my life. 4 years I went to Harvard, studied diligently and never missed a lecture. The notes I made are used today as a model by the students at Harvard. Alongside me sat a student who never paid attention to anything. Instead of taking down notes, he wrote childish jingles on the margin of his notebook. Today, that man gets $50,000 a year writing those Burma shave signs, and this is what I do for a living.
Well, this is no time of the year to be sad. Christmas is in the air. Think of Santa Claus.
Poor Santa Claus reminds me of myself. Works hard all year and winds up holding the bag.
Come on, everybody. Let's get to the post office. I've got to find those scripts. Here we are at the post office.
Boy, look at this crowd.
Now, Gracie, at what window did you mail the packages?
Well, let me see now. Look for a handsome clerk with blue eyes, blonde mustache, and striped lipstick. He's got a
striped lipstick?
Well, yes. That's in the kind of I kissed him through the bars.
Well, let's stand at the end of this line.
Who's pushing?
Well, we'll never get to that window. I had to give you the scripts.
Say, George, I know how to get in front of this line.
With all these men?
Oh, yeah.
Never.
Well, just watch me. Look, here comes Teddy Lamar.
Next, who's first in line?
I am.
Oh, what a day. Have we been rushed? Do you know, miss, that today I sold 1,001-cent stamps?
Well, if I were you, I'd sell 3-cent stamps.
Why?
Well, you meet a better class of people.
Oh, have I been busy. I've been standing on my feet since 7 o'clock this morning.
Oh, you must be tired. Why don't you let me stand on them for a while?
Gracie, ask her about the package.
What?
Ask her about the package.
Ask her about what?
The package. The package.
The package.
The package.
The package.
The package.
Thanks for your help.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Hey, George. George, when you get down to the window, will you mail this Christmas gift for me?
Sure, if I ever get down there.
Well, look, it's for me. Artie, what are you sending me?
It's a lounging robe.
That's funny. Last Christmas, I sent you a lounging robe.
Well, it's the same loungy robe.
Well, thanks, kid.
And you know what I want this Christmas?
No, what?
A great big sailboat.
Well, in this weather, you can use it.
Senor Burns, will you please mail this package of dishes for me? But be careful with it. It's high-class crookery.
Crookery? You mean crockery. Crookery means that you stole it.
The man in back of me in the blue uniform is a sailor.
Gracie, find out about the scripts. Gracie,
Wait a minute. Gracie, what are you doing behind the window?
Well, I'm taking the girl's place. She went out to look for the package. Oh, George, aren't people silly? You ought to read some of the letters they send. Listen to this one. Dear Santa Claus, please send us a man for Christmas. And if you can't find one, please come yourself. Signed, Brenda and Cabina.
Gracie, you mean you're opening the mail?
Yeah, isn't it fun? I'm so glad I took
a place. You know, you can be hurt. You can be held for a thing like that.
Well, who do you think the man with his arms around me is, a sailor? Ooh, by the way, it is.
Gracie, the package. We've got
Look, isn't this a sad letter? Dear Santa Claus, we've been waiting for you for a long, long time, but you never come to visit us. If you don't come this year, what will I tell the children? Signed, Mrs. Santa Claus.
Gracie, you've got to find the script.